Hi, Matthew. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling, and thanks for your patience, sir.
Oh, good afternoon. I think we all love to hear you pontificate, so.
Uh-oh.
Had a question. I heard a lot of talk about eye conditions, and I wondered, for a long time I've had a degenerative retina and been just losing clarity in my vision for many, many years, and it's always been there's nothing they can do. But I have read some studies. I've seen how in some places they've implanted like a little silicon microchip in underneath the retina, and it has, in some cases, they've been able to regenerate parts of the retina. Do you have any idea if any of these similar nutrient things could work with the retina issues?
If you're talking about the retina, sir, the retina is where macular degeneration happens. The macula is just the central part of the retina. And this macular regeneration program that I do carry on about once a month, my mom had to tell me things about 10 times in a row before I got them. So, you know, I don't mind repeating things either. My mom did it. Anyway, this macular regeneration program that I talk about from time to time definitely helps the retina, the macular part of the retina, to repair itself. And while it's doing that, sir, any other part of the retina that needs repair can repair itself too. Now, I can't tell you this works 100% of the time, but I can tell you it works better than 70% of the time. It's just getting those nutrients in, and then the eye cells know what to do with those nutrients, and they regenerate themselves. And again, I don't know if you're type was formally described as macular degeneration, which means the central part of the retina.
No, it was RP.
Oh, retinitis pigmentosa.
Yes.
Oh, different story, sir. Now, on right. that one and that one, we go over to Arthur Alexander Knapp again. I keep quoting him a lot today, who was the eye doctor from New York City, who's no longer with us. And he found that really pushing the doses of vitamin D and making sure it was safe, so you got to do this with a doctor's help, actually helped stop the progression of retinitis pigmentosa. And then there was something that came up at one of our doctor's meetings recently, and I'm sorry, I have to say I can't remember everything, and I don't remember what it was, but it had to do with something else that's been found to help with retinitis pigmentosa, but I can just ask around at the next doctor's meeting. Reason I didn't memorize it, sir, is one, well, boy, a lot of things to stuff into that memory. And number two, we don't really see that many people with retinitis pigmentosa. So I thought, well, that's interesting. And I know I can get the information if I need it. But Arthur Alexander Knapp, MD, told us that high doses of vitamin D, and with those we have to be careful if we're going high, would help stop the progression where it was. And secondly, there is something out there that's relatively new, and I'm pretty sure I can find it if I ask around at the doctor's meeting.
Well, thank you so much for your time. So the nutrient thing you were talking about for macular degeneration, then there's been no evidence that that would help in any way for people with retinitis pigmentosa.
No, not that particular program, sir. It's a whole different thing. Instead of deterioration, it's an abnormal pigmentation that is actually forming. So that's why we have to go to these other remedies, and that macular regeneration program isn't going to work. And I'm sorry I misunderstood right. you. My fault.
Oh, that's okay. It's very interesting on all levels, so I appreciate your time.
Sure enough, and if you're going to work with the doctor on that high-dose vitamin D stuff, sir, please do make sure we work with the doctor on it, because it was a fairly high dose. Okay.